Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Merry Christmas. Today is December 24th, Christmas Eve. And we won't be broadcasting on Saturday. We don't. And so I'd like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. From USA Prepares, all of your instructors. I'm taking the liberty of representing them at this very second. I'm sure they will have their own comments about Christmas as well. But Christmas is the festival commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. The day that was picked is December 25th. And all over the world, this is the day that people who feel they are Christian, celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. That is the reason for the day. It's not present day, but some wonderful things happen at this time of the year. Families get together. They observe the celebration. Some go to Mass. Some go to church, etc. And it's a wonderful time of the year. Probably one of the most wonderful times of the year. And this morning, I was thinking about it before the broadcast, and I was thinking that, actually, I celebrate the birth of Christ every day, not just today. I say prayers every day, and I was chatting with Jason, who is engineering today. Thank you, Jason, for all that you've done for us here at USA Prepares. And I was thinking that Christmas is a charitable time. My mom raised me. She was a stay-at-home mom while I was young. My dad went to work. And my mom taught me about being charitable. And I think it's a wonderful thing to be charitable. And I was also thinking that the antonym for charitable is greedy. And it's not good to be greedy. It's nice to be charitable. And that's how I was raised. So I look at things that way. And so do the rest of your instructors. Every single one of them is charitable. And at this time of year, I think it would be wonderful to, if you can, spend some time with your family and talk about what things are happening in your life, in their lives, and how you can all come together. Be charitable toward each other and help each other. Greg Lesher's with us today. Welcome, Greg.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas back to you. You know, one of the biggest highlights of my life, looking back at some of the best times that I've had, have not been actually Christmas morning opening presents as a child, but they've been that Christmas dinner where we've had family get together at you know, a certain aunt's or uncle's home, and we'd go there and have a big dinner and just enjoy each other's company. That's probably the most memorable times. That and Thanksgiving have been, you know, the most memorable times. And you're right. You're right about, you know, the beauty of Christmas and being charitable. And before we get started, I'd just like to say, you know, because I know the second hour is going to be other instructors calling in and letting you know what the how they feel about USA Prepares and what it means to them. What it means to me, Vince, is I have been blessed throughout my life being able to see certain things, events take place, and being able to be prepared for it. And to be USA Prepares to me is a place where you can find truth and people who are charitable and people who want to share the truth. Because we've got to remember at this time of the year and throughout, this should be the subject of our life, and that is the truth shall set you free. It was Jesus Christ who quoted that statement. And really, it does. The truth shall set you free. And if I look back at some of the things that I've learned were truths, they have set me free not only physically, but spiritually. So this is a wonderful time of the year to reflect that and to be with family and to be able to share those, you know, life's experiences and it just the joy that comes with it. Back to you, Vince.
Yeah, and I have those very same memories. You know, we experienced them differently. We didn't know each other. But it was the grandparents, it was the parents, it was the aunts, the uncles, the cousins. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, joyous, blessed time. And it was a time for reflection. It was a time for, even though it wasn't Thanksgiving, it was a time when you realized that there's many, many things to be thankful for. Even though not everything may be going your way at that time, but there are many things to be thankful for. And that's how Christmas was celebrated. And, you know, the ladies of the house, meaning my grandmother, my mother, my aunts, would cook. And it would be a preparation that would take days for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And for the family to get together and sitting around the dining room table, it was just a most wonderful experience. One that we can't get back, you know, because many of the people in our lives are no longer alive. But what they did was set the examples for us to follow. And they were great examples. And as I mentioned, charity and being kind and being nice. And it seems that as we look toward what's happened recently, and recently could be last couple of years, and we can look toward what is going to happen in the near future, kindness is being pared off the equation. Nicety is being pared off the equation. Helping people is being pared off. And it's being turned toward money. People want your money. And it's nice to be charitable, but you don't have to be charitable by giving money. You can be charitable by giving your time. You can be charitable by doing things. And I think that's what Christ would have wanted. Now, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but I think that's what he tried to teach us. You can help people. You can give them a hand up. And yes, you can set the example for others who see you do that. And I'll just give you a very simple example. Greg, one day, our son and I had 5-gallon buckets. And we were walking down our dirt road. And we didn't make a big deal of it. We were just picking up the trash, the cans, the bottles, and the wrappers. And we put them in the 5-gallon buckets, and we were cleaning up, you know, our section of 1 mile of road. There's no sign that says road cleanup crew is the Finelli family. We just did it. And a neighbor stopped and wondered, what the heck are we doing with walking down our road with buckets? And saw us. And I think maybe, just maybe, it gave them a hint that maybe they could clean up their section of the road. So leading by example, I think, is what Jesus Christ did. Leading by example. Greg?
Yeah, absolutely, he did. And it had nothing to do with money. And we remember the story where the rich man came and said, "What is it? What can I do to enter into the kingdom of heaven?" He said, "Give away." He didn't say sell. He said, "Give away all you have to the poor and follow me." Example. He set the example of charitable, being charitable. And I think that's one of the biggest things in our life that we have in a time like times like we have today. We need to have charity, number one, at the top of our list. Truth and charity. And this is a wonderful place to share our ideas and to learn the truth and to look into the future. At the top of the hour, the news was pretty depressing when you think about it. You know, all the flight delays, all the so-called shortages of staff, and we know the real reason they're not there. A lot of them have been fired because they didn't want to take that death shot, the clock shot, that is becoming more and more apparent that it's causing the sickness. 98% of some areas, all those that are in, filled up the hospitals have been double and triple jabbed. So it was pretty depressing entrance to Christmas Eve at the top of an hour news story. But, you know, we don't have to think that direction. We can be prepared. And listening to the show this past week, I realize there's a lot of people who are finding themselves in dire straits and situations that they don't want to be in. Right now, most of the country is shut down to travel because of the storms that are coming through. And like I said, shortages. But what I hope to accomplish today is to give our listeners some of the cheapest methods of securing your future in being able to survive the hard times that are going to be ahead. These covenant curses that we've been prophesied to have happen, such as drought, famine, earthquakes, pestilence, all these things, a place that you can put together as cheaply as possible so that you can survive for that goal to be able to see the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to see wickedness basically banished from this earth. So what I'd like to begin to talk about today are some methods of, I've always considered the best thing to do for a shelter is have your home be a shelter. And I realize that most homes aren't shelters. And those homes that we have can be taken away in a heartbeat. So over the years, I've looked at some of the most cheap and efficient ways of building a shelter or even a home, should you need to build a home in a situation like we could be faced with today. And that is one of the best methods I have found. It's called earth bag construction. And it involves a little bit of elbow grease, but the expense is so cheap, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
All right. Yeah, the expense can be so inexpensive. You can do it with products that other people don't even want, believe it or not. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Greg Lesher's with us. And Greg, just as a comment, I've been overwhelmed over the last week, and I will be reading your book this weekend, and I'll get back to you on that. Greg, you mentioned something really interesting over, we talked on the phone a few days ago, and you talked about construction for shelter. Absolutely brilliant. So please tell our class about that.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that are extremely cheap, and if you can remember the pioneers crossing the plains and living out in the out in the middle of the open, one of the methods they used to build a quick home was a sod home, where they'd go out and cut sod and stack it, and they'd put the roof over it. And because of the thickness of those walls, they were able to survive the harsh winters, especially up in North Dakota and South Dakota, where the Arctic wind would blow straight down without any mountains directly at them. They're able to survive. Well, one of the little things that I found that are just a beautiful way to construct a home. And let me tell you, you put a little bit of work into it, and a little bit of time into it, and you'll have a house that looks like a normal house. And it's called earth bag construction. And sandbags are extremely cheap. And the tool that you use to put them together are extremely cheap. What I would do is I would buy a pallet of sandbags that you would find to if used for an emergency when you had to stop a flood from entering your home, riverbank from busting its side, and a few towels, and a few pairs of gloves, you've got yourself the basics of a shelter that is bulletproof, built right, tornado-proof, hurricane-proof, earthquake-proof, and even bomb-proof in some instances. You know, if you need to make it, say you need to make a fallout shelter. And the beauty of these little buildings, they are so thick that they use the ambient temperature of the earth that you build upon to keep them warm in the winter and cool in the summer when you've got the blistering heat. It's almost like walking into a cave. They're just physically wonderful structures. And how simple is the construction? Well, you decide you want a nice big addition or a room on your house that you want to put on, but you don't have the money to invest in the lumber and things like that you need. Well, you can take and you can mark off an area, and you can lay down some rock, or you can lay down some gravel, or even some visqueen, and start filling these sandbags and stacking them like bricks. Pack them, sew them off with some good string and a good needle. And you can pack them like bricks. And when you get your first layer in, you take some barbed wire and you cut yourself a length of barbed wire for that length of wall that you have, and you lay it down on top of the sandbag. Now you've got something that's going to keep the bags in place. And it's really simple. And you get to where you want a window or a door, you build a frame, maybe out of some 2x4s or 2x6s or 2x8s, however you want. And you half your bag, just like you would a half of a brick. And you build around this frame, you've got yourself a window or a doorway. And you can, in my case, out here, we've got a high water table. It's like 14 feet. So if I'm going to dig into the ground a little bit, just to take away, just to use a little bit more of that ambient temperature down there, I'll dig down about I intend to dig down about 3 feet into the ground and build my walls up from there. You've got yourself, you think about it. What would they run and jump into in World War II? In all these wars, they would hide behind sandbags. There's a reason for that. We'll talk about it again when we get back.
Greg Lesher's with us in class hour number two. If you're an instructor and you want to call in and weigh in, what has USA Prepares meant to you? Has it changed your life? Give us a call.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 14-year-old who was in a North Hollywood, California department store dressing room with her mother was killed Thursday when a police officer outside fired at a man suspected in a violent attack. One of the shots went through a wall, entering a dressing room where the girl was killed. Los Angeles Police Chief Michelle Moore said they will release critical video of the incident by Monday, December 27th. As the Biden administration was caught flat-footed without enough COVID-19 test kits when Omicron hit our shores, the president promised the American people he would have 500 million test kits ready by next month. But the contract for the orders have yet to be signed.
We have no concern about the contract being finalized. We're just working to finalize the contracts. We just announced this 2 days ago.
Major airlines have been forced to cancel Christmas flights nationwide as COVID-19 is playing a role. To check on the status of any flight around the world, go to flightaware.com. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earlier this week, a select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis held a remote hearing examining global coronavirus vaccination efforts. Here's some of that exchange between Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio and Dr. Marty McCary, a physician at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
What's the budget at CDC? Do you happen to know that?
CDC, it's about $9 billion, sir.
How about at NIAID? What's the budget there?
$6
billion. $6 billion. $9 billion at CDC, $6 billion. NIAID. What about NIH? What's the budget there?
Between 42 and 43 billion.
42 and 43. So I do the quick math. That's like 57, 58 billion dollars. That's annual, right?
Annual.
Okay. And that, you know how many people work at CDC?
31,000 people between CDC and NIH.
31,000 people spending $58 billion a year. Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
If I can be honest, Representative Jordan, I don't think they want to know the answer. It would undermine the indiscriminate vaccination policy for every single human being, including extremely low-risk people.
Don't ask astronomers to choose between the Hubble Space Telescope and the new James Webb Space Telescope. Susan Mullally, Webb's deputy project scientist, says comparing Hubble and Webb is like asking if you'll love your second child as much as your first. End quote. Liftoff for the 100 times stronger Webb telescope is slated for Christmas morning from the coast of South America. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg's with us, and he's talking about building a home very inexpensively out of natural substances. Greg?
Yes, and, you know, take your pencils, class, because you're supposed to have them to begin with. And write down, I'm going to give you a couple methods that I want you to look up because we don't really need to get into too much. This is your homework. Look up earth bag construction and earth ship construction. One uses a sandbag. The other uses tires. And they both are literally bulletproof. And they make wonderful shelters. you know, if you've got some an area out in your backyard, or even a corner in your basement that's on an unfinished basement, so you can stack these sandbags and make yourself a shelter within your home, in your basement. And you can, you know, put some railroad ties across it and stack more sandbags up on top. And you've got yourself a place you can run in the event of an emergency. And what did it cost? Just the cost of maybe some old grain bags that you used to feed your chickens with, and some elbow grease to put it together. And then this is a place where you can have your, like a small solar panel battery, maybe a charge controller, something in an emergency when everything is gone that you can take out and still be able to have some LED lighting within there and maybe some food supplies and water supplies to get you by. But and ask yourself, can I afford something like this? If you can afford the meal on your table, you can afford to prepare yourself for a situation that might be coming here in the near future where you need to rebuild your home. And what you're going to find when you do some searching for this earth bag construction is it will blow your mind. You can make rooms. You can go multi-stories. And you lay your wire down in the bags. Now, think about it for a minute. Electrical fire inside of an earth bag ship, an earth bag constructed home, it's not going to get any oxygen. It's not going to go very far. In fact, it won't go anywhere at all. There's some advantages. Now, the outside of some of these earth bag homes, people take chicken wire and they'll stretch it along the wall. And they will either make some, in a situation where you don't have access to concrete powder, you might make some adobe and make an adobe wall on the outside for looks. Or they stucco them. And you've got yourself a modern looking house, but with the beauty of it being, you can heat it with a candle and just going inside of it not. And out in the hot summer, it's cool. But it's also a shelter. And it can withstand the elements, I think, better than anything I've ever come across. In fact, there was they were building a community out in Indonesia on an island. It was supposed to be completely green construction and have their own power and everything. And this Michael Reynolds built his earth ship out of tires out there. Well, they got hit with the typhoon. The only building that was left standing on that island was that earth ship. They are literally bulletproof, and they are cheap and inexpensive. So if you've got some room that you can go out and you can go to a tire shop that changes tires, they usually have out in the back big stacks of tires that they're going to put on a truck to haul off to the landfill. They will give you these tires because it costs them money to haul them out there and to get rid of them. You've got yourself the beginnings of a root cellar, a shelter, a home, and the cost is just you getting them to your house, and the labor involved, which you might just have plenty of time to do the way things are going in this economy, is to get out there and start constructing something like this. I've seen people make swimming pools out of them. In other words, they dig down in the ground, they stack their tires, they fill them with the dirt, they put in their liner, and they fill the pond or their pool. I've seen people make greenhouses with them. I've seen people make underground storage with them. The size of a basketball court. I've seen people do that. I personally know some in Nevada that have put an underground storage in this method. And folks, let me tell you, it's affordable, and it's something that you can do. Do you have any ideas on this, Vince?
Well, I've seen over the years pictures of these homes built with tires. And, you know, Class, it sounds that it's impossible that you could make a nice-looking structure out of used tires. But you can. And it's exactly as Greg's talking about. You can take tires and interlace them. So you, and some of the best designs, believe it or not, have curved walls. And the reason for that is a curved wall is stronger than a straight wall. It's less likely to fall over. Not that a wall built with tires is going to fall over, but some people have built extraordinarily good-looking houses out of tires and mud and dirt. And what they do is they'll put a truss roof on there. So the roof could be a traditional type roof, a traditional style roof. It could be done with heavy timbers as well as rough sawn logs. And you can even take the tires and cut sections of the tire tread and make shingles with the tire tread. So it looks like a traditional shingled roof. So you can use the tire for most of the construction except for the dirt. And they're really kind of neat. But, you know, you're going to want to either make a door or buy a door or doors. And some people have taken wine bottles. And they've put wine bottles in the wall, so light will go through the wine bottle. Some might be green, blue, clear. And they've used that for some of the lighting instead of windows. So there are a lot of options. And as Greg said, you can look that up. As a tire seller, our son has a tire selling company. You know, just small time, just for the people around here that want to buy tires from him. Missouri, the state of Missouri, collects a fee from our son. And it is they call it a tire and lead acid battery fee. It's a tax. It's 50 cents per lead acid battery sold that he sells, and 50 cents for every tire that he sells. Now, I'm not sure what the money goes for, but allegedly, it probably goes for picking up those tires that people just throw out along the side of the road. So they probably say, well, we have a team of people picking up these tires that nobody wants. And there's the proof that the state people just throw them away. And everybody's charged for the cleanup of getting these tires off the road. So what Greg is talking about is absolutely correct. We have a stack of tires that we're going to use for building like a bridge across a low area. We're going to take the tires, we're going to bolt them together, use junky tires that nobody wants, fill them full of dirt, and that will be a bridge across a low area. Seriously. And you could do the same thing with the house. So there are uses for these things. And how long will they last? I have no idea, but I've seen tires that have been around for maybe 60, 70 years. Really?
Yeah.
They'll last a long time.
You put the stucco over them, and you're protecting them from the UV breakdown. You know, and sandbags and, do the same thing. They make a dome. You can make a round house. It looks like a dome home, actually, made out of sandbags, doing the same thing without any physical, beams or anything to hold them up. They hold themselves up, and the shape of something like that, with the dirt piled up around it, someone could look at it, and what's that hill with a window in it or a door in it? Because that's what it looks like. And they actually grow grass right over the top and plant flowers and trees. It's just a wonderful. In fact, if you remember the movie Star Wars, where Luke was living, you know, in a desert, the little homes they had there. Well, you've seen some earth ships and you've seen some sandbag homes in that movie. So they're fantastic, you know, and they're
If somebody says to you, so what'd you make your house out of? You could say, well, I made it out of steel belts, made a steel belted house. And that's actually the truth. Because if you have steel-belted radials, I mean, that's incredibly strong. It is so strong that a tractor trailer can have about 3/4 inch of rubber with steel belts in it, and that can support the weight of that part of the tractor trailer. I mean, it's an enormously, enormously strong material. So, literally, you can do it. You really can. And if you've looked, people have used tires for all kinds of neat things. They've made tire swings out of them. That's kind of neat. You see them a lot on farms or older farms, tire swing with a rope hanging from a tree or a chain hanging from a tree. Children love them. They're really strong, and they last a really long time, and they're free for the most part. Unless you want to buy, you know, a used tire that has some life in it. But used tires that have no life left in them, meaning they've got holes in them that are not repairable, those are perfect for what you're trying to do. And you might want to even consider rear-wheel tractor tires for some of the corners, you know, because they're a lot larger, and they're not going anywhere. I mean, it takes a couple people just to mount an empty tractor tire onto a wheel. They're so big and so heavy. But, Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and I've seen people take and cut the rim out of the tire so that it's just like almost like a flower bed, and they fill it up, and they'll make a wall out of that and gradually move up, and they've got this wonderful herb garden or whatever they've got growing in it, or flower garden. It's part of their wall. It's literally their wall, and they're producing plants in it.
We have a neighbor who gets used tires, old tires that nobody wants, and he cuts the sidewall off. So what you have is just the tread left. So he cuts the inside sidewall off and the outside sidewall off. And then he has like a ring. And he puts it on the ground and he fills it with dirt and he plants a tomato plant in it or a pepper plant. And he's got probably 100 of them, literally. And then he has a walking area between these rows of tires. And he has the most fabulous garden you can imagine. It's more vigorous than any other garden I've seen, including ours. It's incredible. So there are plenty of uses. And as we get farther down the road in this terrible time, you might want to have a bulletproof shelter. You really might. And that's why we have a bulletproof house made out of stone. Because there's lead flying everywhere around here. Seriously. And there was a top of the hour or bottom of the hour news report about a child who was hit by a stray police bullet, right? That stuff happens. So you might want to consider this. And what a great way to go in the basement. And you can build it yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, next hour, Bert's going to be with us, and we'll be taking some calls from instructors. So if you're an instructor and you'd like to weigh in as to the impact that USA Prepares has had in your life, positive, negative, whatever it may be, uncensored, I'd love to hear it, and so would the class. So 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 is the telephone number for instructors to call in and share their thoughts about USA Prepares. Has it changed your life in any way or not? 866-582-9933. That's the next hour in about 7 minutes. Greg, back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, folks, if you're going to build something like this, I would start out with a shelter. You want to put in there what you would need to live in it for the next few, you know, for a few weeks. That would include some cots, some blankets, some sleeping bags, food, all those things, unless you want to find yourself being rounded up to be put in some kind of a stadium like they did in Katrina. You know, you want to have everything there so that you can protect what's left of your place should a disaster hit. But why not just start thinking in the head, thinking ahead about building yourself a home out of something like this, getting some really cheap land. Like I say, I am writing a book on this, and Vince is going to be involved in that. My website, I want to give that out real quick, would be realwaterindependence.com. You can check that out and you'd stay in touch, and we will update you. I will update you on the progress. But this is a really serious topic, people. Shelter, you know, it's going to keep you alive. And we know this earth is going to go through things that it has never seen before. From Revelation, you look at those mountains in the Rocky Mountains, say they've been pushed out of the ground. The earth have never seen the judgments that are coming. You need to prepare yourself, you know, and in most of those judgments, and because of how wicked this planet has become. But, I also have another website. It's OutbackEnergySystems.com. And I go in a little bit more into areas such as power and well drilling and things like that. But I really am looking at this next year as the year to prepare. And you should have started yesterday, but if you haven't, start today. Get yourself a pallet of these sandbags. because they're going to be invaluable in a situation. And, you know, you can make a roof out of something as simple as cutting trees down and some plastic to put over it. And then, you know, put more sandbags or dirt on top of that. But there's a lot that's going to happen in the near future.
Greg, I have an exclamation point for that. I was on the field yesterday, and I was feeding the cows. And so I was on the tractor traversing about roughly a half a mile. And this is on our farm class. And I've noticed that there are more hills, dips, valleys, bumps than I've ever seen before. The ground underneath the grass is moving. It's not us. There's nobody living there. There's nobody living there for no one having a house there anywhere near 3/4 of a mile away. Okay? There's no structure. No people doing anything, just cows walking on the grass and us taking care of the grass. The closest building is 3/4 of a mile away. That's the closest. And there are many that are farther than that. And the ground is moving. It's very unsettling. So I just want to let you know that what Greg is telling you is absolutely positively true. And if I had a website, I do have a website, but if I turn it back on, I could post pictures of this. You wouldn't believe it. I'm talking about the... Imagine your front lawn having dips and holes that are a foot and a half deep that weren't there 2 years ago. Imagine that. So, you know, your front lawn used to be flat. Now it's got hundreds of hills and valleys and bumps. Hundreds. And you didn't do it. Imagine that. Greg, is that what you're talking about? Because it's here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and things are starting to move around. And if you download an earthquake app that alerts you during earthquakes, sometimes you'll get a rash of 30 of them in one area. Things are changing. Things are changing. Get prepared. We need to be prepared. Yeah, make it a goal this year. Make that your resolution, that you will have enough supplies that you can build yourself a home. Say out of earth, like an earthship or a earth bag construction. Mm-hmm. It's simple. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Make a greenhouse out of them.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Buy a farm. Buy a farm. If you want to make it a little easier, get a bobcat or a backhoe, a used one, and that would be a deduction for your farm. The tires are free. The dirt's free. The backhoe, you can buy a used one for $10,000, Bobcat for $8,500, and you can start building your house. And then if you want, you can sell the backhoe or the Bobcat for what you paid for it. Glass, the call screen is lit up. I have it in front of me. It's half filled already. Instructors are calling. Please bear with us, instructors, because I have a feeling that it's going to be a packed hour. So just stay with us. And class, Merry Christmas. Greg, thank you for being a USA Preparers instructor and being charitable with your time.
Thank you, Vince.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.